Lesson 12, Leading Change. Introduction. The construction of the temple had begun. Only the foundation had been built, but that was a significant accomplishment. A crowd assembled to celebrate. Many were shouting with excitement and praising God. But when the old men saw the foundation, they realized that the new temple would be much less magnificent than the original one. They wept with sorrow that the great temple they remembered was gone forever. The sorrow and the joy were mixed together in the noise of the crowd. It was a time of great change, and people had various feelings about different aspects of the change. Ezra 3:10-13. The reality of change. The world is changing rapidly. Technology is advancing quickly. New products are offered. Many people are changing their beliefs about life, the world, and religion. Changes impact organizations. Organizations must change to meet the needs of a changing environment. They should not change their values or their purpose, but they must change their goals, strategy, and actions. A leader must lead the change in his organization. If he is not prepared for change, he will always be responding to external changes. It is not good leadership to explain that an organization is declining because of unexpected changes. A leader should not just wish for the world to change in a way that will help his organization. He should not accept the decline of the organization because of changes that are out of his control. Rather than complaining about a changing world, he should change the organization to meet the needs of a changing world. It's been said that seeing the future is one leadership responsibility that cannot be delegated. It can be shared, but it is the leader's job to make time today to ensure that there is a tomorrow. The leader must ensure there is a future for the organization by preparing it to meet the future. If the leader does not do this, no one will. If the leader becomes only a manager of present circumstances, the real job of a leader will not be done. Change is needed not only because of external change, but because of progress of the organization. It is obvious that a failing organization should change, but even a succeeding organization must change to succeed at a higher level. Not all change is improvement, but without change, there is no improvement. Some people try to avoid problems by avoiding change. To them, every idea is a problem because it is a suggestion for change. A good leader sees problems as inevitable along the road of improvement. The prophet told King Hezekiah that judgment would come, but not during his lifetime. Hezekiah was less concerned when he heard that the results of his action would affect the next generation instead of appearing immediately. 2 Kings 20:16-19. A faithful leader thinks of how his actions will affect people in the future. Some results of a decision may not appear for many years, but the leader should remember that he is shaping the future with his decisions. Good change. Is change good? Not always. Deterioration, destruction, and decay are all change, but not good change. Don't change things just to have change. Change must be done carefully to achieve a goal. When a leader is starting, most people in the organization know they need some change. By making these changes, the leader increases their confidence. As he gradually makes more difficult changes, their confidence will increase if the changes get good results. The largest changes happen when the organization clarifies its values and purpose, then makes large changes in its goals and strategy. This is a process. If it is done too quickly, many people will not cooperate. It cannot be done by the leader alone because values and purpose must be shared by most of the people of the organization. Most organizations need changes in their budgets so that money is spent for something that is more important and gets better results. Often, the spending is not consistent with the organization's priorities. Large changes of the budget will occur if the organization changes because the budget is where the priorities appear. Understanding conditions. It is the job of the leader to accurately describe reality for himself and the team. When there is a problem to solve, the situation is often worse than we think. The process of correction takes longer than we plan, and the price is greater than we expect. A leader is tempted to minimize the problem in order to make his followers confident, but that will ultimately hurt his credibility. A leader may resent those who have negative reactions to his ideas, but he should listen carefully to their doubts and warnings. He must take the facts seriously. If he thinks his idea is so good that it will work, even though he has not considered all the circumstances, he will disappoint himself and the people who believe in him. If he thinks his idea is so good that it will work even though he has not considered all the circumstances, he will disappoint himself and the people who believe him. You absolutely cannot make a series of good decisions without first confronting the brutal facts. When developing strategy, consider, how are we outdated in thinking, methods, training, and skills? For developing vision, ask this question. If you had all the help and money you need, what would you want to accomplish? If you don't have an answer, then you don't have a vision. Resistance to change. What kinds of things do people say when they resist change? People resisting ministry change may say things like this. This is the method God has blessed in the past. We should not do something else. Spiritual leaders of the past taught us to do it this way. You can't say they were wrong. We don't need better methods. We need to pray more. God doesn't require that we succeed. He requires us to be faithful, so we should continue what we are doing. People who are not fully committed to improvement may say things like this. The way we have been doing it is working fine. Why change? I don't have time to do any extra work. There are different reasons for resisting change, and we should not assume that everyone has the same reason. People resist change when they don't understand the purpose, disagree with the method, value something that is being discarded, fear the new problems that may arise, enjoy a comfort zone, want to stay in a field of competence, resist additional commitment or sacrifice, have emotional or religious attachment to old practices. Preparing people for change. A good leader takes people through change with the best results and the least damage possible. Just as if you were taking the group on a journey, do the research so that you can explain to them what to expect. Be prepared. The primary team of the organization needs to be led through the steps of discovering the organization's values and purpose. The conclusions should be put into writing. Shared ownership of the purpose is necessary. Otherwise, it's just an individual wanting help with his goals. Shared goals unify the team. Remember to maintain connection to the organization's history. Don't act as if everything done before was worthless. Show how the future development will build on what has been accomplished. A young leader must show that he values the accomplishments of the past. He must value the fellowship that the organization has shared. He must not value only progress and efficiency. Establish a way of keeping score. As in a game of sports, the team needs to know what it means to score and what it means to foul. The scoreboard is essential for evaluating, decision-making, adjusting, and winning. Remember that the leader's personal credibility is the primary factor for the people's acceptance of a vision. People are not convinced of a plan unless they trust the leader. Maintain their trust by always acting with integrity. Never deceive them and never withhold information that would have influenced their decision. The leader needs two kinds of trust from his people. He needs them to trust his character. He also needs them to trust his competency. They must believe not only that he has good character, but that he is able to lead well. There are good people who cannot lead, and there are people with strong abilities whose character cannot be trusted. The people need to know that the leader cares about the things they care about. If they think he doesn't care, they will try to protect themselves by resisting the change and concealing their opinions and actions. Most permanent changes should not be made in response to an emergency. In an emergency situation, take time to accurately assess the situation. What is the real threat? Consider what is actually endangered and what is not. Consider what immediate response can avert the danger without writing permanent policies. What help is available? Keep the organization calm. How change affects people. People lack confidence when facing change. How to support them? Help them feel prepared. Change can make people feel alone even when everyone else is going through the same change. They may tend to guard their own interest and make secret plans. Support them by helping them to work together and share ideas so they do not feel alone. Change can lead people to think first about what they will lose. Support them by letting them talk about what they think they will lose. Don't pretend that losses are small or not real. Change can make people worry that changes are happening more quickly than they can handle. They need the support of preparing them with training and support. Schedule the changes so they do not happen too suddenly. Different people will be at different levels of readiness for change. Don't be quick to judge people who need different assurances. People need to return to their old ways if changes are not consistently implemented and maintained, so support them by helping them continue in the right direction. Implementing change. The leader's task is to define and articulate certain values and then to work to see them driven throughout the organization. The leader cannot do this without involving himself in the machinery of the organization. The leader's job is not to administrate every detail of the organization. If he does that, he will, 1, prevent the development of leaders who could help him, and 2, limit the work of the organization to the amount that he can personally supervise. If he does that, he will, 1, prevent the development of leaders who could help him, and 2, limit the work of the organization to the amount that he can personally supervise. However, he cannot change the organization without, 1, knowing how everything is being done, and 2, explaining how to apply the values in every operation. This means he must become familiar with the work of each department, help make the specific changes needed, and train and promote leaders who will carry out the values in their departments. The leader exercises management so that the convictions of the organization are honored, perpetuated, communicated, and put into combined action. It is not enough for the top leader to continually teach the values. Even demonstrating them in his own actions is not enough. He must make sure that they are practiced throughout the organization. He must find the people in the organization who really believe in the values and have the ability to help him implement them. An organization's spending shows its priorities. The professed purpose is not the real purpose unless their budget is consistent with it. That means that significant change of the organization will always mean change of the budget. Effective leaders give intensive personal attention to the budget because that's where the real convictions of the organization show up. Setting the big goal. The organization will have small, short-term goals. But after the purpose and vision are clear, the leader should set a large goal that inspires and motivates the organization. The big goal should be set after the organization has gone through the process of finding values and purpose described in the lesson, Ministry with Purpose. The large goal may be something that will take several years to achieve. It should be so large and challenging that it will require a high level of teamwork, energy, and strategy. The big goal should be easy for everyone to understand. It should be written and emphasized. It is not just a dream, but a real expectation. The big goal should unify the organization. It should not be suddenly imposed by the leaders. It should come after much discussion so that the committed people see it as the appropriate goal. When the goal is achieved, it no longer serves its purpose. A new goal must be set. Leaders should be prepared to lead in the setting of a new goal. Using momentum. Momentum is continued forward motion from a previous push. When we speak of momentum for an organization, it means that the people are ready to keep changing and progressing because of a recent success. As a leader, consider what momentum the organization has from success that occurred before you came. How can you use it and increase it? Consider how to turn present successes into momentum. How can you use a recent success to encourage people to another effort? Never assume that momentum sustains itself. Guide it and supply it with new successes. Purposely plan and schedule times to guide, encourage, and use momentum. Celebrate and publicize successes, being generous with the credit. What are your people's motivating factors? What gives them a sense of momentum? Remove demotivating factors. What limits people's expectations and stifles enthusiasm? What things make people feel they cannot succeed? 5 summary statements. 1. Organizations must change their goals, strategy, and actions to meet the needs of a changing world. 2. The leader must make sure there is a future for the organization by preparing it to meet the future. 3. People are not convinced of a plan unless they trust the leader. 4. A good leader takes people through change with the best results and the least damage possible. And 5. The right large goal inspires, motivates, and unifies the organization. This concludes Lesson 12, Leading Change.